The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I speak the truth. I do not lie. My conscience joins with the Holy Spirit in bearing me witness that I have great sorrow and constant anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred, according to the flesh. They are children of Israel. Theirs the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. Theirs the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has scattered, strengthened the bars of your gates, and he has blessed your children within you. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He has granted peace in your borders. With the best of wheat he fills you. He sends forth his command to the earth and swiftly runs his word. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done this thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. On the Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. In front of him, there was a man suffering dropsy. Jesus spoke to the scholars of the law and the Pharisees in reply, asking, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not?" But they kept silent. So he took the man, and after he had healed him, dismissed him. Then he said, "Who among you, if your son or ox falls into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" But they were unable to answer his question. The Gospel of the Lord. And so here we find Paul and what Paul's willing to do to get others to be saved. And it comes down to, this is what it got to be for us. I just don't get it. But here's Paul saying, I would be willing to be accursed and cut off from Christ. That means he would be willing to go to hell for others to go to heaven. You see this? And so the question is, would I be willing to lose my salvation? Would I be willing to go to hell forever to get someone else to be saved? And again, if you're honest with yourself, you go, no. It couldn't happen. I once asked a priest that. Would you be willing to go to hell so other people could go to heaven? Absolutely not. And I said, oh, St. Paul said he would. Well, I don't care. Exactly. Now again, if we'd be willing to go to hell for someone else to be saved, would we go to hell? Of course not. But God would look at our heart and think, here is a person who is truly more concerned about others than they are about themselves. Here is a person who has truly become like Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ came and was accursed on the tree to save us. And so Paul wants to be like him, and so must be with us. So instead of just judging other people, we should be fasting for them and doing things. Instead of putting people down, we should be doing everything for their salvation. There's a whole peak group of people that only thing they do now is curse other peoples in the name of God. They should be willing to die for other people in the name of God. That shows who belongs to Christ and who doesn't. Who do we belong to? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God these, our needs and our petitions. We pray.